Falling Flowers by Oakleaf. Fandom, Hikaru no Go live action TV. Reading, general audience. Summary. Four encounters with Shiguan the day before the second round of the Hokuto Cup qualifiers. And one encounter Shiguan has. Five missing moments from episode 34. Spoilers, naturally. Author's notes. I vividly remembered writing a Hikaru no Go fic on a calculator in class while I was writing this. That was 11 years ago. Some things change and some things stay the same. Massive thank you to my ever-patient sister for an early beta, whose fault it is that I watched Ching-hun in the first place. All remaining mistakes are my own. Gu Yu watches Shiguan walk away. White-hot anger clenches his jaw and stiffens his shoulders, and Gu Yu fights against the lump in his throat. He's laid it all out for Shiguan. And for what? Shiguan clearly doesn't care. Throwing Gu Yu's confessions right back in his face. Of course Shiguan was a genius. Gu Yu wouldn't have placed his hopes on the wrong person. He keeps watching the stairs even after Shiguan turns the corner. And Gu Yu can no longer see him. He doesn't know how long he stands there, staring at nothing. Eventually, his breathing slows, and he picks up his bag, swinging it roughly onto his back. Let him lose the chance to win the Beidou Cup. See if Gu Yu cared. He huffs and picks up his bike. The anger doesn't leave him the whole way home. The stone clatters on the board. For one blinding moment, Yi Lang's stomach drops. He didn't mean to cause his friend pain, but it's clear to him now that whatever Shiguan is going through, it's not that he doesn't want to play. Not that he doesn't love the game anymore. There's something else stopping him. Shiguan gets up to leave. And all Yi Lang can think is that he can't let Shiguan go. He makes one last move. Shiguan leaves anyway. Yi Lang watches his back and his heart drops through his shoes. His gambit hadn't paid off. And he might have lost more than the game laid out on the board in front of him. He sits back down, clears the board and gathers his belongings. He leaves too, locking the door behind him. Hoping beyond hope that at the very least, he can salvage his friendship with Shiguang. In the moment, Yu Liang thinks turning away from Shiguang is the hardest thing he's ever done. He has said his piece. With one final breath, Yu Liang turns away from his friend, rival, and lets his feet carry him down the stairs. He turns the corner in the underpass, back to the station where the subway will take him home. He absently enters the station, head not quite empty, but not really forming thoughts, buzzing with the magnitude of what he might have just done. The subway is as empty as it ever gets. A light smattering of people spread throughout the carriage. Yu Liang manages to snag a seat, then scrubs his face with his hands. He strains with the effort not to cry or scream. Shirguang has never felt so far away. Not even when he was playing with a skill no child should have. Not even when Yuliang was in a whole other country. Right now, Shirguang is quiet and sullen and sad and lost, and Yuliang doesn't know what he can do. But wait. Yuliang hopes his gamble works, because this is the last move he has. Now, all he has left is his faith that Shirguang will choose to keep playing. Xin Yuan blinks awake. It's still dark, so she closes her eyes and tries to work out why she's now awake. It doesn't take long before she hears a faint clack from her son's room. She knows what this sound is deep in her subconscious, but it takes a moment for her waking mind to remember what it is. Oh. Suddenly, she's aware of every breath that she takes, listening out for the sound to continue. And it does. The sound rings out a few more times, then a handful of stones clatter onto a surface. She almost gets out of bed to check on him, but stops as the rhythmic cascade continues once again. There had been some invisible hurt these last 6 months, haunting her son. She had helped him where she could, but he was grown up now and would not tell her everything. It had hurt to see him suffering under the weight of some loss that he would not share. She knew that her son's path and go would not be easy. But when she had looked in on him while he was playing, he had been incandescently happy. He was extremely talented, if his teachers were right. To see him try to leave that all behind, she could not believe that it was Go itself that he no longer enjoyed, but something related to it that had hurt him so deeply. He could not bear to touch it, not even to pack his board and stones away. It had been many months since she had heard him studying Go late into the night. A year ago, it might have disturbed her rest. Now, the familiar sound lulls her back to sleep, accompanied by the thought that she might have to visit the school again soon. The dreamscape falls apart around him, but Shirguang knows he is safe in the eye of the storm. When everything settles, when the dust disappears, it's just him left standing, book still open and moves played on the board. He blinks once, twice, then scrubs his face clean of the still drying tear tracks. Then he opens the wardrobe and looks for his suit. It's still there, hung up at the back behind his other clothes, still pressed and tournament ready. It's slightly rumpled after so long, but a cursory look tells him it'll be fine for tomorrow. His eyes are drawn back to the board and the stones in their containers. Both had been there all these months. His book of life and death problems had still been within reach of the board. His game records are still underneath his school books, and his game clock is still under the table. How naive he was, he thinks, heart twisting, thinking that he could ever choose to leave go forever, when it had become so much of his life. How naive, when the evidence of his passion for the game had been undisturbed and respected all this time, waiting for him. Even though he had told his friends that he would never play again. How naive to look at his go and not see Chi-Yung in every move. Shiguang packs up the stones on the board, turns off the light, and goes to bed. This time, when Shiguang closes his eyes and sees the go board, he does not flinch, letting the endless possibilities play out as he slowly falls asleep. Author's notes. Ever thought about the fact that canonically all these encounters occur one after the other on the same day? Shiguang, the poor kid, he really gets put through the emotional ringer. Shiguang's mother's name is picked off this website link. One of the meanings is patience. Title from Spring Dawn. The poem roughly translates to, "When sleeping in spring, I am not aware of the dawn. The birds chirp everywhere. In the night, there was wind and rain. Who knows how many flowers fell?" You can find the text and a translation here. Link. Comments are love, heart. You can find other places to find me on my profile. Link.